Can you hear me now? Fantastic, super. So before we start, I'm just going to open in prayer. And it's the prayer that the children through in Jam will be saying, I imagine, around about now as they gather in their worship together. And it goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you that we are here at St. Mary's. Open our eyes that we may see you, our ears that we may hear you, and our hearts that we may know you more today. Amen. So this morning, we're going to think about why our children and families are important here at St. Mary's. And you only have to see the scene here this morning as we began our worship and the amazing children that we have dancing here at the front to begin to get a picture of how already they are important to us here. We often maybe take it for granted that we have lots of children and families attending St. Mary's, and this is definitely something we should celebrate. However, if I were to tell you that the Church of England have recently identified that in 2018, Sunday attendance of 0 to 16-year-olds dropped nationally to below 100,000 for the first time ever, that 38% of churches have no 0 to 16s and 68% have fewer than five, and that the decline in the number of under 16s attending church is faster than in other generations, decreasing by 20% over the last 5 years, I wonder how you or how we should respond. So this morning, we're going to have a think about the scripture that we have and think about perhaps what that response should look like. Firstly, we could say yes, statistically, we are doing something better than that. This is something we should celebrate. Or secondly, we should be shocked. We could be shocked by the figures and consider, okay, what are we going to do about this? My suggestion to you is that, in fact, we need to both celebrate what God is doing in our church, but also pray and seek to understand what God is calling us to do in our work and with our work for children and families. So we're going to firstly look at what does the Bible have to say about the place of children and families. Then what does this mean for us here at St. Mary's? And finally, what does this mean for our wider community as we look out at the wider city of Ely? So let's start by looking at our scripture from this morning. Psalm 127 is sometimes referred to as a wisdom psalm, a psalm that perhaps provides us with an opportunity to discover the way of life that God has created for us. Verse 3 in particular reminds us that children are a gift from God. And the Message version of this text describes children beautifully as God's best gift. How great must this gift be if it is the greatest of all the gifts that God has given to us? Verse 5 talks of the blessing of children to their parents. I want to suggest that this is far wider reaching than just a blessing to the physical parents of that child. Rather, they are a blessing to the whole community, to us all here at St. Mary's. What if we were all parents of the children here at St. Mary's? What would that mean to the way we approach things? Now, I'm not suggesting that this means that during the service everybody goes out and helps at Jam or goes into the vestry at the back to help with creche. But there is something in this passage that reminds us that as a community, we are blessed by the children within it and who join it, and that we are charged with nurturing God's best gift. Now, if that isn't a responsibility, I don't know what is. Further, I would like to suggest that we all have a role to play in this. As Rachel Turner suggests in her book, It Takes a Church to Raise a Parent, as a church, we need to provide a culture in which children can flourish. As in verse 5, we want our church to be richly blessed, to be like the quiver, to be full of children, our children as arrows, as disciples, as they go out into our community. Our gospel reading in Matthew 18 today continues this theme. When the disciples asked Jesus, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus called a child to stand in front of them. Children in Jesus' time were not given any status. They were seen as some of the lowest ranking in society. Their position was lowly and humble. We are urged by Jesus to become like those little children. Jesus calls us to regain our humble position, our innocence, And this should play out in our interaction with the children within and beyond our community. Children are held up by Jesus as the example model of faith. We should look to engage with, to learn from, and alongside our children, to do things with our children rather than for or to our children. Ronnie Lamont, who is an ordained priest and works for the Diocese of Canterbury, said, "There is no doubt that as they grow up, children absorb far more about life from the modelling that they experience than from those around them than from their words. It is our job, therefore, to model a relationship with Jesus, to model life within a church community, to model hospitality, to model being part of the body of Christ. Jesus is clear that whoever welcomes a child in his name welcomes him. It's about how we as a church community serve our children, care for them, and provide them with an opportunity to form a lifelong relationship with Jesus. Further, children are as much teachers as we as adults are, and they have so much to teach us about God's kingdom. If we are to benefit from this, then we need our children as fully participating members of our community." Some of you may recall that at the start of this series, Chris preached about the body of Christ and the fact that the body is made up of many parts. Our children are an integral part of that body. So, having explored these passages of Scripture, what does this mean for us here at St. Mary's as a church family? Firstly, we need to stop and celebrate the amazing things that are going on here, both at St. Mary's and beyond. We have a great Sunday morning provision for our children of all ages through Creche Jam, and then we've heard last week on to Pathfinders, or even the week before. This is run by a hugely committed team who are passionate about allowing our children to develop their spirituality and grow their faith. In October half term, the Jam children spent an entire day exploring the Lord's Prayer with activity, worship, and reflective spaces. A similar day is planned again for Holy Week before Easter. There have been a number of outreach events, such as light parties and the messy Christingle service, which have seen numbers of families and children join us for fun and adventure in and around the church and provide an opportunity to welcome. You may remember last week we talked about hospitality, to plant seeds and to show the love of Christ to those on the edges of church and beyond. We have Refresh, our weekly Christian-based toddler group that regularly sees over 75 people attending. And our new Under Ones group that has seen over 20 families attending on a weekly basis since January, welcoming the very youngest members of our community into the church. We have services where children are included within the whole service and an opportunity for us to learn from and walk alongside our children, such as in SM Live on the first Sunday of the month. We have our monthly breakfast church feast where all ages come together from across the church community to share, build relationships, and to learn with and from each other. And if you haven't yet been to FACE, I can highly recommend it. The next one is on March the 14th at 8:30 a.m. in the church rooms. The exciting thing that is happening is that our children are open to and starting to share their journeys with us. A few months ago, I was talking to one of the children after they had spent some time chatting to God. I asked them whether they had managed to chat with God and how did it go. I had no expectations of the response that I would get. This child told me that they had felt all tickly, and then they had heard God tell them that he loved them. This child simply took time to spend time with God, to listen, and was very open to sharing their experience. We want to encourage our children to keep doing this, to keep sharing, and to keep teaching us how to do this. There is so much to shout about and praise God for. We really are welcoming children and families into the church in the name of Jesus. And we are learning all the time how we can nurture children as God's best gift. But, there's always a but, we must not be complacent. We have to look at how we continue to engage with children and families that we meet and who step into St. Mary, regardless of which door they come through. We need to dream big. We want to connect with each family and household in Ely, whatever their shape or size. We want to meet them where they are at, to build relationships so that we can engage with children and their families in a journey of exploration, to show Christ's love in a way that families and children can see the fullness of what Jesus has to offer. We want to engage with those that care for the children in our community to help, encourage, and support them as they encourage faith in their homes away from church. This means developing further our work with JAM and creche and midweek groups, growing the role of children who attend so they see themselves as key within the St. Mary's community. We need to engage with families, encouraging them, supporting them, and celebrating with them, equipping parents and carers to have confidence in doing faith at home. We also need to engage with our children so we know their names, we know their interests, and have a desire to hear their stories. Some of our children have amazing stories of faith and are shining examples of disciples. There is so much we can learn from them. Some of the children here will freely chat to you about their week with God, what it looks like, what the highs and lows were of their week. We can learn from them and their experiences. How many of you would now feel comfortable if I asked you to talk to the person next to you about your walk with God this week? How honest would you be? Please don't panic. I'm not going to ask you to do this now. If you'd like to do that at coffee afterwards, then please feel free. But in my experience, children teach us how to have these conversations. They want us to model this to them. They want to hear that we have been cross with God, upset with God, celebrated with God, thanked God, have said sorry, have forgotten to check in with God, so that it normalizes that relationship for them. It helps them have confidence in their own relationship with God and helps them to be at ease with their own spirituality. A child recently told me that they had been asked at school by their teacher, where did happy come from? This child told me that most of the class had responded that it comes from the head, but they had spent some time thinking about it and then said they thought it came from the heart, as God is in your heart and you need God for happiness. This was the response they gave to their whole class. Would we as adults have reached this conclusion and then been brave enough to share this with our peers in a secular environment? How much can we learn from our children? How much do we need to humble ourselves to be like our children? As a community, to have these conversations with our children, we need to have a relationship with them. We need to be prepared to share what our week looked like and really listen and take seriously their response, even if it's not phrased exactly how we would phrase it. We need to take the time to engage with, invest in our children. We need to ensure they have a voice and a role within our family and our community, a community which they see as their church to share with others, not somebody else's church that they attend. Remember, Jesus has expressly taught us that in our aspirations for our own faith, we must learn to be childlike. Now, and as we move forward, we must ensure that our children are front and central to what we do, are excited by the possibility of a relationship with Jesus, and see St. Mary's as a community in which to develop, grow, and serve. It would be awful if we slipped into thinking like the disciples in our gospel reading and actively tried to prevent children from coming to Jesus, or simply forgot to encourage them to do this because we felt like they didn't have anything to contribute, or even just overlooked the potential of the children to contribute to our church family. So, this morning we've explored how the Bible reveals how important Jesus considers children to be. We've celebrated all that's happening in St. Mary's, and I've shared how we are committed to ensuring that children are front and central to all we do. But lastly, I want us to think about what this means for us as we face outwards into the community around us, as we think about mission. The Church of England report I highlighted at the beginning of this talk also talks about the fact that today's children are part of a generation that for the first time are non-churched, that is to say, have no experience of church. This means they have no cultural understanding or misunderstanding of what it means to be Christian. They have no previous experience of church and faith, whether that be good or bad. We are therefore starting with a blank piece of paper as we reach out. This is hugely exciting as it gives us huge amounts of opportunity, but it also means that we need to put in a lot of groundwork. When reaching out to children who have no experience of church or the Christian faith, we need to engage and reach out in a way that is exciting, that gives them the opportunity to see for the first time what the love of Jesus looks like. We need to be open and honest about the mystery of our faith. We need to encourage and empower the children we already connect with, as they are the best disciples that we have. We need to reimagine church for and with our children and families and those we are hoping to reach to demonstrate something that people will want to find out more about. We need to make no assumptions about people's understanding or knowledge, and they must feel comfortable that we will meet them where they are at. We've started this process by strengthening our links with St. Mary's Junior School. We have a half-term New Messy Church at the school. We run prayer spaces in school where children from a particular year group come and spend a whole lesson with us, engaging in creative prayer and reflection. We go in and take collective worship. We have recently run a parenting course in the school to engage and come alongside the parents of some of the children. The children are beginning to recognize us and approach us with their questions. However, there is still much to be done to achieve our vision. We also continue to reach out to other schools through school visits to church. Our CSI Easter project that some of you may remember, where the whole church is done out as a crime scene for Easter, and through visits by various uniform groups. We are committed to making sure that every home and every child in this city has the opportunity to hear about God's love. So as we go forward from this morning, I hope that you are encouraged that there is so much to celebrate here at St. Mary's. Many of you are in some way involved in the children's work that takes place here in church and beyond. For some of you, that has been making cakes for us to take to the school. For others, it's been providing refreshments and a friendly face at Under Ones or Refresh. For others, it may be involvement in jam or in creche. And for others, it may be the holding of all of this in prayer. There are so many ways that people from right across the church are involved. And if you watch this space, there are plenty more opportunities coming up that I will be letting you know about soon. The children we see regularly are developing their own personal relationship with Jesus. They are finding and developing their own faith and spirituality, and we are learning from them. And yet there is so much more we can do. I hope that you will not ignore the statistics. We have to recognize that we need to reach out and meet today's children and families where they are at. We need to offer opportunities that they can access. If children are going to understand the Christian faith and all it has to offer, they need to see and experience what the love of Christ looks like. They need to catch it, be excited by it, and share it both with their friends and us. We need to provide these opportunities, but also stand back and be prepared to listen and learn from the very people that Jesus teaches us we must be like. Humble, innocent, receptive, willing to share, the greatest of God's gifts, our children. And this is a job not just for the children's leaders or the parents, but for every single member of our congregation. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of the children and families that we have the privilege of meeting, of learning with, and ministering to and with. We thank you for the children here at St. Mary's who are a blessing on our church family. Help us to listen to them, to learn from, and to acknowledge the greatness of the gift that they are. Lord, as we reach out to each household in our community, may your Spirit guide us and lead us to the places it is most needed. Help us to excite, to plant seeds, and to encourage those we meet to want to know more about you. We thank you for all that there is to celebrate here at St. Mary's, for all that you are already doing, and for all of those already involved in children's ministry. We ask for your blessing on all that we are doing and all that we want to do. Help us to be guided by you. Your Son taught us the need to humble ourselves to be childlike. Help us to find our childlike selves so that we may set our eyes firmly on you and your kingdom. Amen.